This is God's holy and gracious word. Anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Carefully, use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. No one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love your wife, love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. May God be honored at the reading of his word. You may be seated. Rise for the reading of scripture to show honor to God's word. They did this. If you need to sit during that time, certainly the rising is hopefully reflecting a heart honoring God's word. So if you're not unable to rise some Sunday, you're welcome to remain. One of my favorites is about a boy who's homesick, and his grandfather reads him a story. Fighting, torture, revenge, giants, monsters. This is a story multiple times, but that love triumphantly returns every time. Does anyone know what story I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes? So, The Princess Bride. It was a movie that came out. Have not seen it. Highly. It has to be one of the greatest stories of all time. I just have to say. I believe humans were made for adventure. We were made for romance. I guess you could say, as we bridge as death and life, signs in the marriage to the husband and to the wife. Husband and wife are equal to each other. Quarterback has a different role than an offensive lineman to the team. They just have different roles. All last week is to he leads her. Display the covenant love of Christ and the church. We see this. We're going to look. For the Son, that the Son has glorified the church. How long will forever never stop? So this is no ordinary love that Jesus has for his. And it says here that he will present to himself the church without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. So Jesus is pure. He is perfectly pure. And his love is such that he makes his bride pure through his death and resurrection, through his continuing salvation, through his word, through his spirit. So he's presenting the church to himself. He's washing the church in the water of the word. He's cleansing her and preparing her for the consummation. For her holiness. Second, Jesus loved the church. How he relates to the church. He nourishes the church. He cherishes the from our book that we just finished. I have a copy, if, many extra copies, if anyone would like one. You think about how sinful we are, how upon us in his holiness, in his perfection. How could he even look at us? He has set his heart on us. He loves us. He cherishes us. He nourishes us. This is the amazing love. It talks about that we are his body. For hated his own flesh, nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are his body. Another amazing thing. We are members of the body of Christ. This happens, it's called theologically, our union with Christ. We are united to Christ by faith. We're united to Christ by faith. And in Ephesians 1, which seems like a long time ago, back in probably October, November, when I preached through Ephesians 1, it says that we have everything with Christ. In Christ, we're united to him. So every blessing that he has, it says in Ephesians 1 that we were chosen to be holy and blameless by faith, by our union, and to be adopted, to be his children, by faith, by our union with him. Blood, to be forgiven. It says that in our union we know his. His body. It's kind of like imagine. In centuries past, there are wealthy counts or dukes. They own large. They have, you know, so much wealth, so much power and authority. And then they take a bride. And that bride is now a part of his family as his wife. So that everything the count has, the wife has as well. So that is the same for us with Christ. In our union with Jesus. And cherishes her. And finally, in relationship, describing the union relationship, the church has to. Verses 31 through 33. Said last week, man shall leave his father and mother, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound. I'm saying it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. So our union with Christ us, Christ makes us beautiful, and we are one with him. Eve was formed from Adam's rib. What did Adam say? This last is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And wife that we have, that God makes us one flesh when we're married. Love of Christ for his church, for his bride. It is described as a covenant love. Marriage is a covenant. The love of Christ. Shining on it in the famous response Wesley has. As you wish. Movie maybe doesn't like all the kissing parts. It said been five kisses that were all behind. Into the
we as believers, all of us, those who follow Christ, marry. With the church. If Christ yourself away. And don't do it out of compulsion. What does God say in 2 Corinthians 9? God loves a cheerful giver. Cheerfully give yourself for your brothers and sisters in Christ, the bride of Christ. Jesus knows the weaknesses, the sins, the faults of his bride. He knows them better than any of us can know the weaknesses, sins, and faults of each other and the church. wife. And she can ask these same questions of the husband that would be helpful. Say, how is your walk with the Lord doing? What are you learning in Scripture? Can you teach me what you are learning? We found ourselves praying, God, be glorified in us, no matter what. Want to follow that.